Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Ghost Bed. To find your perfect mattress, check out ghostbed.com/ghost.
Today on a chilling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, what should have been a joyful Thanksgiving celebration turns into a homicidal nightmare as a woman is brutally and fatally wounded by her longtime boyfriend. Shortly after her tragic passing, her neighbor and friend begins to hear her voice coming from the property where she lost her life at the hands of a madman. That story and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to support the show, get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, and check out ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of the bonus materials, the advanced episodes, all commercial free for you to binge away on right over there, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
That intro was almost like it was taken right from the old TV show. Everything about it, the way it was written, the story itself, sounded just like something they actually did on the show.
It does. And the thing is, the more I watch the old show and kind of just get more and more in tune with the writing and how things are phrased, the more I'll write like that for him. And it's like, that sounds more accurate. It's just the way the cadence and everything in the voice is just, it's scary.
And the way they would lay out the stories and stuff, that still is one of those shows. Like, I like home improvement shows. I've got a handful of those that I watch. Mm-hmm. I've got a handful of ghost shows that I watch all the time. And then if those two, like right now, a lot of that stuff is on hiatus. There's nothing new. Mm-hmm. It's either game shows for me or it's Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack. That's what I always go to at night if I got nothing else that I'm going to watch because it's just that good.
They are good. Do you ever sit there and look up any of them again to see, like, well, did they ever solve this after 30-some years?
I haven't recently, but probably about a year or so ago when I really started getting back into watching it, there were a couple of episodes. You know, occasionally at the end, they'll have an update, and then he'll explain what happened, and the couple got together, and they met the families and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But a couple of times, I did go online just to kind of look up the story and see, you know, what the heck happened there.
Yeah. It's interesting because some of you can find some, there's like no record of it at all on the internet other than like it was an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. So it's just today, if those that show was done the way it is now, I think it would be, there'd be a lot of people really digging into some of these stories more than, you know, more than ever. I mean, I know like they do the new version of it and it's just like one long story. But the thing is, what was neat about Unsolved Mysteries is it was really private stories. They were never like big news events or anything like that, but they really did good storytelling on these small things in people's lives. And that was just as compelling as, you know, every major, you know, scandal that we follow.
Yeah, you're right. They took like an everyday news story and then somehow with the writers and producers and investigators really dug in. And all of a sudden you got all these sub stories that were never out in public. So that was what was cool about that show. And now like the stories they do nowadays, it's a good show, but a lot of that information's already out there.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not learning anything new.
Sure. What I always remember, I would watch Unsolved Mysteries and Rescue 911. I think they were on like the same night back then. And at the end of Rescue 911, they would always kind of do the families are getting back together. But then there's always like the victims there too. And depending on what the Rescue 911 call was all about, this could be really scary and kind of grotesque, or it could be like, oh, this is heartwarming. And I just remember like some where it's like, and the victim, little Jimmy Schrader, came out on his skateboard since his legs were severed in the alligator attack, and his severe burns caused him to be wearing a robe that looks kind of like a Klans member. And he shook up, he's put up his one remaining limb to say thank you. And they like cut you like, ah, yeah. It's like, and everyone hugged. You know, it's like, what the fuck?
Was that William Shatner on
yes,
that one?
Yes, that was William Shatner.
See, I could not. That's the reason why I could not watch that show. I like William Shatner, but I couldn't stand him at that point, and he ruined the whole thing for me.
Yeah, that was a I'm surprised it's a show they've never brought back. Of all the shows that have had new lives, that one, I don't know. I don't know why they. I don't know. It's a good question.
Crazy.
And he could still host it. That's the thing. He could go right on. He'd probably look pretty close to the same, even though he's 124 now.
Exactly.
But yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Our first story says, please understand this experience comes with its own share of heartbreak and sadness. My friend and neighbor were brutally and fatally wounded by her longtime boyfriend on Thanksgiving at their house. To Logic's defense, I'm in a state of grief. She was a sweet girl, only 34 years old, and was quite the girly girl, so I brought her a bouquet of colorful flowers and a pink candle. I'm pagan, which is something she admired about me. I did a blessing and wrote her a note, put a paragraph, and I did a blessing to bring her peace, remind her she's loved, and I'll honor her memory. I also said a blessing to neutralize the trauma on the property so I don't feel that some sense of darkness when I walk by her house. Around 7:30 last night, I walk over to her house with the flowers, candle inside a jar for safety, and a lighter. I brought my dog with me because she invited herself and I could use the company because I felt uncomfortable going over there. I sit on her empty steps, the house remaining exactly how it was left. I thought I was going to want to say a few things, but once I sat on her step, I felt like I just wanted to light the candle and put the flowers and candle somewhere safe, then get out of there. It was a quiet night, no winds, which was odd because a big windstorm is supposed to happen the following day, today. Once I walk off her property, I'm just going to casually walk with my dog. As soon as we start walking away from the house, I hear in the faint air what sounded like a woman's voice saying, what sounded like, hey, hello, or help. It sounded like a very subtle echo. It was heard within the air, although there was no wind. I barely even heard it. And I probably wouldn't have paid attention to it, but my dog heard something as well, and she started acting either spooked or confused. She kept turning around to look back at the property and seemed confused. She started doing this immediately after I heard the sound, and she kept looking back till we got a short distance away from the house. Then she started acting normal after that. We went on a normal walk. The voice I heard sounded like faint sounds traveling in the wind. It sounded like the voice came from the air and wasn't a solid external voice. The reason I wasn't sure exactly what I heard was because it was more of an echo and I couldn't hear a complete spoken word, and I heard a woman's voice say one of the words I mentioned earlier. It was hello or honey or help. The voice sounded like it was trailing off in the air, so I only heard partial words. Immediately, my dog turns around, acted confused. While staring back at the house, I even turned and looked back. She wasn't just a neighbor, she was my friend, and we met in May of 2021. We regularly texted, hung out, shared music with each other. She had a big heart, cared about animals, plants, people. And now she's gone. Or is she still near that house? Thoughts on that one?
It's kind of crazy. Have you ever heard a disembodied voice at all?
You know, I just like out loud.
Yeah, like right in front of you or around you.
There's things that I look back on and I go, what was that? And it's like a memory from a while ago. But at the time I wasn't thinking that. But nothing where I went, oh my God, and like started investigating knowing it was a ghost. You?
On the couple of occasions I have, and the reason why I bring this up is because every time I've heard one, it always sounds warbly or kind of echoey, like it's there, but it's kind of floating. And for anybody who's ever worked with audio tape, there was this thing when the tape would be running across the heads, but it would get slightly off center. And you'd still hear what was playing, but it would be kind of garbled and kind of muffled.
Out of phase, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And that's exactly on two occasions when I've had that happen. One of them was actually a conversation going on between at least two individuals. Mm-hmm. that's exactly what it was like. It was like an echo. It was kind of there, but not there. Kind of like it was floating in the wind. Mm-hmm. So I almost think that that's possibly what this person heard, was some sort of disembodied voice, thinking that it was farther away than it maybe possibly was.
Just because of the way it's coming across. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember our radio station years ago, we had a horrible engineer, and I remember we had one great one, and then another one that was like, oh my God. And I remember we were out of phase for like several days in a row. And it was like, what's going on? And he couldn't figure it out. This was like in the late night. You were still there. So I would have been like 15, 16 at the time. And that's when I learned what out of phase was, because I didn't know what it was. And
we figured out is when this guy wired something up, if we flipped the wires around, it would be in phase. So he put everything out of phase. And then the problem with that is when you start putting things in phase, then the out of phase things can't hear what the phase things are doing. I mean, it's a complete mess, but everything he wired was always out of phase.
Yeah.
Always.
I remember. Yeah. It was horrible. We had a really nice engineer who's a great guy. And he had just kind of like got everything up and running pretty good. And then like the building got struck by lightning and he wasn't the one that was doing the fixing anymore. And then it's like everything got destroyed and never was quite the same ever again.
They're still digging out from that today.
I believe it. I do believe it. All right. Back to the conversation in just a second. First, I want to thank our supporter today. It is Ghost Bed. I love these guys and I love their beds and I love their pillows and you will too. Okay. We all know how important sleep is to our overall health and wellness. We know it. Sometimes I don't necessarily practice it, especially when I'm up recording super late. But I'll tell you what, as soon as I get into that bed, I am out. So excited to tell you about Ghost Bed. Love their products. Can't wait for you guys to check them out for yourself. Ghost Bed is made by Nature Sleep, an industry leader in the mattress space since 2001. Every Ghost Bed product, from their mattresses to their sheets, pillows, designed with cooling features, which I absolutely love because I sleep hot. So do most people, actually. We even got a mattress dubbed the coolest bed in the world. Shipping is free and fast. You can even try your mattress for 101 nights. And you get an industry-leading warranty up to 25 years. Concerned about price or anything like that? Don't be. These guys have some great deals going on right now. And amazing financing options for you. You can get a mattress starting as low as $35 a month. And this flash sale they got going on, 40% off mattresses and adjustable base bundles, or 30% off a mattress and two free pillows. You're going to love it. Okay? The cooling quality of these things, 101 night at-home sleep trial. There's nothing like it out there. To find the perfect mattress, check out ghostbed.com/ghost. Right now, Ghostbed is offering our listeners 40% off Ghostbed bundles, where you get a mattress and adjustable base, or 30% off site-wide. It's 30% off all mattresses, plus two luxury pillows. Just use promo code GHOST at ghostbed.com/ghost. Hurry, take advantage of these savings. That's ghostbed.com/ghost, and use promo code GHOST. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to another letter. It says, it started when I was six, about 15 years ago. One of the only memories I have from such an early age, well, at least I thought it was, I woke up from my bed from a soft voice in my ear. I was never quite sure what it said, but I had to walk to the front door. As I opened the front door, I saw a pale woman, black hair, black dress, and deep, beautiful blue eyes. She reached out her hand, and she reached it out to me and marked me with an X over my heart. She was very gentle and did it with a slight smile. Then I woke up in my bed. My reasoning behind it is being a dream is because I never heard anything of it for about 8 years. When I was 14, I ended up seeing her in my dreams. Never scared, never hurt, just seeing her. I didn't really think anything of it. When I was 16, my life started to change with the introduction of my future fiancé in my life. I started to change everything. Started to see her in real life. Same blue eyes, black dress. I always thought I was seeing things and I just kind of ignored it. Just thought it was a figment of my imagination, but I was very wrong. I was 18 and my fiance and I moved out to Vancouver. Her and I were as happy as could be and I haven't seen her for quite some time. But it all started to change when she found me. I was out back, my work, having a cigarette. And then the wind picked up. I heard the creaking of the parking sign across from me. Then I saw her. She was stumbling slightly as she walked. Something was different about this time. Her dress was tattered, ripped, her skin kind of gray. Then she looked at me, saw her eyes, pitch black holes, crooked smile. She stopped, and all I heard from the wind is, "Found you." Then uttered a painful inhale scream. That sound haunts me. I quickly ran inside. Since that point, I started to really notice her. She would talk to me in my sleep. We would have conversations. She didn't like my fiance. Really wanted her gone. I said that she wasn't going anywhere. She'd get mad, scream and scream. That's when I started to practice meditation. Every day I would start to force out the inner light, pushing all the darkness away until one night I didn't. Let's backtrack for a bit. For about a year at this point, I was 19 when it started. I got really hard on drugs, took them quite frequently, but with the meditation, I felt invincible. I didn't see her for such a long time. I thought she lost interest until one night. I was going to bed. I haven't been sleeping very well the past few nights, so to compensate, I took a sleeping pill. Fell asleep before my meditation ritual, woke up in a graveyard. This particular graveyard was dark, foggy, cold. I was standing there, staring at the woman dressed in black, very gray face, her head tilted slightly with that crooked smile. She starts to walk towards me, her head moving side to side, whispering to me, "I'll never leave." All of a sudden, I feel a strong force against my back, and I fly towards her. I land on my stomach. I didn't want to turn over. I was filled with fear and anger. I got forced to my back only to see her staring at me. Then the screaming started, like nails on a chalkboard mixed with breaking glass. Then with her sharp nails, she started to ding into my chest, tearing me open, laughing and screaming, and then I awaken. My chest was on fire. I was screaming, cold sweat covering my body. But my fiance never woke up. Ran to the bathroom, my chest soaked and throbbing. Turn on the light. To my horror, my chest is covered in blood. I take a towel and wipe the blood. My chest had massive scratch marks, deep cuts. I could see my ribs fall on the ground. Back against the wall, I just feel the claw marks covering my chest and I get up. But they're gone. No scar, no blood on the towel, no signs of anything ever happening. All I hear is quiet laughter tormenting me. Then get ready for work and headed out the door. Got on the train just like the other day. But I noticed, once I sat down, something forced me back to sleep. I woke up in the same train. It was coated in blood, lights flickering, and all I hear is laughter. I turn my head to see her sitting in the seat next to me. She just looks at me, smiling, her eyes blue. She took my hand, and then all went black. Once the lights came on, I saw her black eyes, her face gray, screaming at me. And I wake up screaming, feeling heavier, feeling different, but the same. What about my day? Not realizing what had happened. The next day, I quit drugs entirely and haven't done them since. But she's always there. We talk. She's slowly gone back to normal, blue eyes and a peaceful smile. She told me I was poisoning her, feeding her demons, so to speak. She's here to help me, not hurt me. She's always beside me, always whispering words of strength in my ear. She says, once I go, we can be together. Thoughts on that?
Woo.
There's a lot of possibilities there.
Oh, there's a lot of possibilities. You know, you could almost sit and read something like that and look at it as like a tale or a fable mm-hmm. on, you know, drug use and all that kind of stuff and sure. what it can do to you and how it can latch on and all that. If this is a true story that this person is writing, that is some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it would be possible that this energy, this entity is trying to teach him a lesson about drugs and scare the hell out of him until he stopped using them. Very good possibility, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, or it could just be, you know, their own inner demons, if you will, and not even speaking necessarily like demonic or anything like that. Just the anxieties, the negativities, the things that we have in us that scare us and it manifesting in this sort of a way after the heavy drug use and just kind of falling into those weird states where this, you know, it could just be a manifestation of the utter fear that this person was feeling and nothing really to do with ghosts, just part of that process. Or, you know, that's the thing. It could always have the ghost aspect as well, depending how you look at it. But with the substance and everything's involved, it's hard to say exactly.
It's a freaky story. Actually, would make a great movie because as a watcher of the movie, you'd never know if it was really ghosts, if it was reality, or if it was something subconscious going on, you know?
Well, kind of came to my mind was almost the, and I've only watched like one season of Stranger Things. But it's like that, where it kind of like there's that, what is it called? The Upside Down or something, where it's the other world, but it's there. That kind of sounds like when they went to sleep, like the world almost shifted like that in their mind.
Yeah.
But do you watch that one? Do you keep up with Stranger Things?
No. You know, and I'm like the only person that I know that hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
I love 80s stuff. I love scary stuff. So you would think it'd be right up my alley, but for some reason I've resisted it.
The first season, it was good, but that was several years ago. And I never got into the second. And I know there's like coming to the fourth one now. I don't know. At some point, like, aren't the kids going to be way too old to like be playing kids? I mean,
they'll just replace them. Exactly. You know how that goes.
And replacing the main child star, Corey Feldman. Like, but Corey, he's like old, but he's playing the child. Okay. Okay. Like on soap operas back in the day, like playing the part of so-and-so is so, and like, how did you, I don't know how people could follow things when they would change like that on soaps. That to me.
Yeah,
like,
I never understood that either.
Like, this is just too weird. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's get into the caller. Hi.
Hey, my name is Ruby. I listen to the show all the time, usually while I'm doing Grubhub or DoorDash. Hopefully I have a lot of time for this story because honestly, it's kind of a long story. So I actually was involved in an exorcism. I was the one getting exorcised, and so I thought that you guys might want to hear about this story. To start off, basically, I was diagnosed with schizophrenia back in 2020, but I'm not schizophrenic. I am clairaudient, and I know that sounds like a stretch, but let me explain why I believe that. So basically, we have this generational curse. It's a demon that has been following our family for I don't even know how many years. I know for a fact that it's following our family because whenever my father died was the exact day that I had a psychotic break. So that wasn't fun. Pretty sure that was just a possession happening. And now that we've done the exorcism, it has gone to my brother. So, which is exactly what it told me that it would do. It told me, hey, you know, whenever, if you get rid of me, it doesn't matter because I'm just going to jump to your brother. And if your brother gets rid of me, that doesn't matter because I'm just going to jump to his son who's about 2 years old. So right now, me and my brother are both in this place where it's kind of jumping back in between us. Like, it's like in a void. It's like in this void, dimensional void, that it's just kind of stuck there right now. And we're trying to stick it there so that way it can't keep following our family. But anyway, so my friend is a shaman. He came over and did an exorcism for me, basically just did a banishing, a smudging of the house. And through my third eye, I'm also clairvoyant, so I'm able to see a lot of spirits. And I was able to see a spirit, a girl, a woman who used to be a witch. So she has part of a soul, so she was very hard to banish. And then I also saw another entity, and I also saw an incubus that was about probably 7 to 8 feet tall. This thing was like the size of a quarterback, and he... Oh my God. He literally ran at my friend who was a shaman, and attacked him. He had bruises on him. And the thing is, it usually feeds on us whenever we're sleeping. So we've come to the conclusion that it's an incubus, because it's, I mean, if you know anything about incubuses, you'll understand what I mean. But regardless, it used to feed on us in our sleep. And I know for a fact that it wasn't just me, because any person who slept in my room was attacked by this incubus. They used to have horrible, horrible nightmares. My friend was having horrible, horrible nightmares whenever she lived in that room. The second I moved into that room, I had these terrible nightmares to the point where I was so exhausted that I couldn't, like, I would go to bed and I would wake up even more tired than whenever I went to bed because this thing was feeding on me. And it told me in my dream that it was very easy to feed on me whenever I drank because I used to be an alcoholic. I used to be very addicted to drugs. And so it used to feed on me whenever I would come home and I would be just hammered. And that's because your vibration is lower. If your vibration is lower, that means that you're not as protected, and that means that you will be attacked. Especially if you're sleeping. I mean, that's probably whenever you're the most vulnerable. So anyways, my friend comes over, he's a shaman. We start doing the smudging. We were able to banish 3 out of the 4, spirits that were there. We were able to trap the main incubus in the TV, because any screen or window or door corners, those are all portals. So I literally watched this demon in the mirror run into the TV. And the only reason, and before he did that, he gripped onto my arm whenever we were banishing it in my closet, in my room where he usually fed on us. Whenever he gripped onto me so hard that I had a bruise there for 2 to 3 weeks. So I know that I'm not imagining this. It flew into the TV. I slept over at my friend's house, who is a witch. She sleeps across from a mirror, which I don't know why she sleeps across from a mirror, but regardless, I turned my back to the mirror and it ended up coming out of the mirror and attacking my friends, who were both witches. So they have experience in this. It attacked both of them. And they explained to it, you know, this is not our battle. You need to leave. It left. It came after me again. And then my friend, who is Christian, which I used to be extremely Christian, but I walked away from the faith. She came over and this thing, I felt it behind me, started hissing at her. It was like, why is she so pure? You know, like, why is she so pure? I don't like her. And she ended up giving me another exorcism that night. And whenever she told me to bring Jesus back into my heart, it was like all this darkness that had been following me completely just turned into light. Like it was in the middle of the night, and yet it was like sunlight had hit my eyelids. Whenever you're sleeping, you know, whenever you have your eyes closed and you feel light go across your eyes, that's exactly what it was like. It was like my eyes filled with light and this thing stopped following me. And now, like I said, it's just jumping in between me and my brother and I. And there's so much more that happened. Like, I got to meet the Hat Man back. I don't know if that was the incubus just disguising itself. My friends have seen like a pig demon running around. We're pretty sure that that's what it is. It's a pig demon. But regardless, it does not want to stop attaching to our family. And so me and my brother are working together with Jesus to try and find a way to banish this demon, or just get it stuck in the void so that way it can't pass down to our next of kin. So that's my exorcism story. Having a bruise on my arm from a demon was the most wild thing. Feeling the demon behind me and seeing it at how tall it was so big, it was so strong, it was so old, and it is not nice. I basically went into psychosis for a few months. I had to go to the psychiatric ward. My brothers still don't believe me. My grandmother does, but my little brother and I, we understand what it is, because now it's coming after him and now he's having the nightmares, and it's starting to talk to him in his dreams. And I warned him before it jumped to him that it was going to happen. And he was like, hey, it happened. You know, I'm fighting it off now, and I'm fighting it off as well. So it's kind of just, it's stuck in this void now. Wish us luck. We're still trying to get rid of it. If you want to hear any more ghost stories, I have many, many, many of them. I'm clairaudient. I'm claircognizant. I'm clairvoyant. And I believe that you can tap into all of your clairabilities if you try. So thank you so much for listening to me. I hope this goes on air. It's okay if not, but I wanted to tell you at least, because I feel like we're friends just because we're like coworkers, because I'm always delivering stuff while I'm listening to the show. So something in me, I think my spirit guides were just telling me to kind of spread awareness about that these things are real. And I thought that you guys might think this is kind of a cool story. And honestly, it's not as long as I thought it was going to be, but I think this is enough time that kind of gets the story across. And if you need any clarification, feel free to email me. I guess you don't have my email, but feel free to call me back if that's possible, and I will totally discuss this with you. I would love to talk to you or tell you any more ghost stories. Anyways, thanks, guys.
It's funny because she delivered my subs to me the other night, and it was one of the most interesting conversations I had getting... I'm kidding, no. But what it... That would be quite an interesting conversation to have with your Grubhub driver. Like, hey, by the way, like, oh my goodness, wow. Thoughts?
You know, again, so much going on here. Another one to unpack a lot of stuff. Yeah. The one thing that I always, I'm careful of when I hear people tell their stories of being possessed is, like, one of my biggest fears is that people who are diagnosed with psychoses and other mental problems may have something else going on that we just don't know about. And that is always kind of a little scary to me. Like, I worry about that for people. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not a situation where a demon or something nasty has taken over them or is trying to take over them and all that kind of stuff. And then they get diagnosed with a mental illness and then, you know, nobody's there to help them kind of thing. The one thing I will walk away from it and say is she's absolutely right. You really do have to be careful. You know, there is darkness out there. There's light. There's good, there's evil, all that kind of stuff. And you just don't take it for granted that you're safe on a daily basis. Don't live your life that you're scared, but, you know, just be careful what you get yourself involved with.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those where you hear the story and you can go and look, well, and say there's probably certainly some components to this that have to do with mental health. But then you also have to wonder, how much is there something paranormal intermingling here in it? I don't know. I mean, and I'm in no way insinuating that this is the next chapter in her story, but I see so many stories right now over on our other podcast, Dark Side Of, lately, where it's been people believing they or someone they know is possessed and killing them. And that, I don't know, it's like there's like one a week. I swear to God.
That's scary. Scary
it,
stuff.
It's a lot of it. And it's like, number one, like, that's obviously never the solution to anything. But it's just like some people are very, very convinced of these things. And it's like, let's, number one, that shouldn't be the solution, even if it is. That's what's going on. But I don't know. It's there seems to be a lot. I don't know if it's just if this is an increase in people with mental illnesses that are going down that sort of a road, or if we're legitimately seeing an increase in, you know, people being tormented by dark spirits, dark energies, things like that. And then it's written off as a horrible crime, which it would be. But there's nothing more that's no more thought put into it other than just, well, that person wasn't right, you know?
Right. Yep.
That's the interesting thing. So thank you for that and sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And that's going to wrap up today's episode of the show. If you like it, keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person. Sign up, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus material and so much more. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.